Okay, I have a serious spoiler alert here, because the final episode of the ABC television show Lost aired last night. If you haven't seen it yet, we're about to give away the ending. In fact, we're going to discuss it in detail for the next 4 minutes, so you might want to step away.
If you missed it, it's over.
Maybe they had to work or something.
Oh.
So we last asked our listeners last week how they thought the show should end. Maude from Oklahoma said they should all be forced to do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my goodness.
That's horrifying.
That's a
Jimmy
three-hour
from Savannah,
special right
Georgia
there, yeah.
said Bob Denver and Alan Hale Jr. from Gilligan's Island should pull up in the SS Minnow and rescue the entire cast.
That. That's
a nice one,
that's
yeah.
Great.
But here's how the show really ended.
You're real. Everything that's ever happened to you is real. All those people in the church... they're all real, too.
They're all dead.
Everyone dies sometime, kiddo.
And turns out they all died 6 years ago.
Kiddo.
David Itzkoff, Lost expert, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. So, Dave, it sounds like everyone was wrong about how they thought the Lost ending would go. What did you think of it?
Well, as a reporter and not a critic, I should probably limit my comments. I don't know if I want to say them on the record. My wife is going to have me back.
Oh, that's too much.
I doubt the society
the,
for professional journalists is going to rake you over the coals for that, Dave.
Maybe more creative. Let's put it that way.
You thought so? Well, the LA Times said it could have been worse.
That's our standard now. It could have been worse.
Okay. Have you heard from any fans?
Yeah, actually, a lot of our commenters on the Times' ArtsBeat blog have been writing in all night, and it's pretty divided. I think there are people who were extremely satisfied with it, and you know, who like the spirituality of it and the message of it, and then there are the people who are tremendously disappointed that they thought it was going to be more sort of plot-oriented and would answer more of the questions that the writers have kind of been building up over the last 6 seasons.
Well, it's kind of like they just woke up from a dream, right? If they've all been dead, then you don't have to answer those questions. Doesn't mean anything.
I think that definitely gets to my feelings about it. I think that they sort of crafted an ending that would give a sense of closure, but also sort of lets them off the hook for you know, some of the more Byzantine mysteries that maybe they didn't really have a solution for.
Kind of a Twilight Zone ripoff, don't you think, Dave?
When the Twilight Zone would do things like that, they usually had a purpose in mind. They usually knew exactly where they were going from start to finish.
So bad Twilight Zone ripoff, David Itzkoff of the New York Times.
That's great.
We're going to quote you whether you like it or not, Dave.
That's okay.
This is a show that actually took the strategy of projecting its own ending years in advance. How did that work out for them?
Well, you know, they said that they had a finale in mind, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's another website, Vulture.com, that's been having some fun today. They have some video of J.J. Abrams, who's one of the show creators, sort of vowing that the show would not end with a kind of, it wouldn't be a purgatory metaphor, and then that's, of course, exactly what it turned out to be. So how much of this they all had planned in advance, we may never fully know.
Well, until the Disney theme park ride.
Yeah.
Dave,
yeah, you go first.
Dave Itzkoff, arts reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We're wondering what you think. Text us your summation of the ending of Lost. You can send a text TAKE to 69866. Follow the instructions from there. You might be charged by your carrier for that. Dave, will you text in your one word in? Dave, did we lose you?
Oh, my God. He's dead.
He's just lost.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Just lost.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.